So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week I wanted to emphasize the six constant mitzvot. The person who brought this to attention of mine, that was something that we never did here at Sharei Oraz, is actually Benny Attar. Benny is learning this semester, or these couple of weeks. He's off, he has a break. He's studying at Tel Aviv University, he has a break. And he's learning in the yeshiva known as Chappelle's in Yerushalayim. It was a very fine yeshiva, and he was learning with the second parak of Brachot, and he just sent out a very beautiful article. If you have a chance to read, it's written in Hebrew, written in very, very nice Hebrew, about the kavanah, the specific intention that you should have when reading Kriyat Shema. That's not so much of our attention for now, especially because women are p'turot, or excused from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. They can say it, of course. But they're not chayavot. But the six constant mitzvot, women are chayavot as well. So that's something to be very, very cognizant of. And it's something that Benny related to Kriyat Shema, which we're not going to focus on right now, but just the six constant mitzvot. Number one, mitzvah is to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's constant. You don't have to be thinking about that every second, but it should be latent. Just like a parent is always aware of a child, whether they're actively aware of it or not, still they are. They always say the child is on their mind. In the same way, when someone makes a siyum on the masechet, you say dat and alach, that my mind is on the masechet. And this is Hashem. Also, Hashem, it should be always on our mind. So the Rambam in the Chol Yisrael Torah says mitzvah taseh le'dat Hashem, to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should not just to believe, but also should be in our minds constantly. Second mitzvah, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one Hashem. That we shouldn't be and no avodah zarah. And not necessarily Avodah Zarah in the very narrow sense. You're going to say more broadly, one commitment. We're only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no other commitments. No dual loyalties. Only Hashem is one, and dual loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One husband, one wife. That's it. We have one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and completely all our loyalty is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the second and third mitzvot. To believe in Hashem. Hashem is one. Not to believe in any other gods, and no commitment to any other god. Number four, there's a mitzvah of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trying to. And I would say included in that is identifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and causing others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say, Hinei Zeh Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoa, what hashkacha? Oh, Hashem, help me with this. Yishtabach Shemo La'ad. You know, when you love someone, you're always saying nice things about them. And that's with the mitzvah of Avad Hashem, Yirat Hashem. It doesn't have to be translated as fearing Hashem, the fifth constant mitzvah, but it means a respect. This we understand boundaries. And with a marriage also, you want to have, there should be love, but there also should be Yirat. There should be a respect and even a fear. You can't act in a certain way. So that would be the fifth of the six constant mitzvot. And then the last one is lo tatur achrei lo kamkari nechem, not to be led astray by our eyes. Our eyes tend to attract us to do things that are not necessarily in our best interest. And that's something that we have to always bear that in mind. Always stay on the right road. Stay in line. Stay on the path. And not to veer from that path, and do exactly what we are supposed to do. So that's an important halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, I believe already in Siman Aleph, and that's something that we should always keep in mind. These six constant mitzvot: to believe in Hashem, Hashem is one, no other god; love Hashem, fear Hashem, and not to stray after the desires of our heart, but rather just stay on the right path and not to veer to the right or the left. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyot.